$10,000 and a performance contract. Seven Showcase. May the best band hit it big only at Casino Queen. Visit CasinoQueen.com for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Fantastic Sam's Color event is going on now through March 25th. Ask one of their expert color artists about their latest offers. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
FM.
A stain that needs to be removed.
Oh yeah,
no, I have one of those.
You don't want that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 19th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. It's more than just another place to bank. It's a place where you are a member, not just a customer, which means that you actually own part of the joint. Not enough of it that you can go in there and go, hey,
give me some money.
Come pick me up at home and take me home and give me. Yeah, just you can't do that.
Can I look in the vault?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I'd like to, though. I'd love to look in the vault because I know there's a lot of good stuff in there because they're strong, they're secure.
Hey!
They're stable. They are First Community Credit Union. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say at the control board? It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and have $25,000 or more saved, we would like you to call Mark and Jason because they can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
And hello to this chick, Tina Delpiez. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, good to see you. I was in a good mood. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses behind you.
And boy, poor rat boy.
What?
Wow. Still feeling bad? You still got to, yeah, still feel bad, don't you? Ate too much, green what?
Yes, no. Cheese.
Too much green cheese Saturday. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be green. Sometimes that means it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different if you diet and it's supposed to be green, but you could have had some bad cheese, rat boy. It happens. Bruce Limpress, give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Don't worry, Mr. Cleveland will be along shortly. We didn't forget him. Yeah. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union, and I'm going to guess they've put in an early order for popsicles this year. Normally, well, you know, when the warm weather hits, I think when it gets into the 90s or something, they have popsicles. I've been in there, and Man, kids love that. Because, you know, if you're a kid, and we have to go by the community union, they don't want to go in there
right.
and stand while mom or dad, you know, is at the window or sitting at a desk or whatever they're doing. Man, they don't mind going into First Community Credit Union because, first of all, anytime, any day, they get popcorn. And when it gets hot, they get popsicles. And I'm going to guess the order's in early this year because everything warm came early. Things are blooming that aren't supposed to be blooming. And it's just unexplainable. But if it's an indicator as to how hot it's going to be this year, get ready for the popsicles to be handed out by the thousands at First Community Credit Union. Here's the other thing you can always get ready for. Get ready for real competitive rates. Whether you're saving money or you're borrowing money, whether you need checking, whatever it is. I mean, I don't even have a list of all the banking services, but you know what services you use at a bank and what you want. Well, guess what? Come bank where we bank, and they have all that. We think they have it and a little bit more and a little bit better service, maybe a lot better service, depending on where you're doing your banking now. So come on, join us. What's stopping you? It's not that big a deal to close out your accounts and open new ones, and it's an excuse to order new checks. You can change colors of your checks. Women like that. Women like ordering checks. I don't know why. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with those guys right over there, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Billy. Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. You know, when we play that music that we're playing now, it occurred to me the other day, there are people who are, I don't know if they're listening and they're 28, they don't know what that music is. Or 30.
Yeah.
They don't know. Peon, how old were you when Carson left the Tonight Show?
What year was it? I would guess
you had to have been like
15, 16 maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
I think it was maybe like 90 maybe, 91, something like that.
Yeah, I would have been about
that.
Yeah,
that song was played every night Monday through Friday for 30 years, but now we're getting old enough that there are people go, "What's that music you play?"
Well, here's how much of an old soul I am. 91, I was 11 years old and knew what you were.
What do you have for us, Bill? We can't wait.
Well, HBO has canceled the show Luck, which is the Dustin Hoffman horse racing series. I guess it really didn't do too well in the ratings. People tuning in thought they were watching the documentary about Barbara Streisand.
Horse face. I get it.
And media reports say that Vice President Joe Biden was booed at a St. Patrick's Day event in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Eyewitnesses say they weren't yelling boo, they were yelling boob. So.
That's Bill Cleveland. That's Bill's comment, not ours.
Yeah, that's me. Send me the email. Courtney Love is feuding with the Muppets over their use of the late Kurt Cobain's Smells Like Teen Spirit in their recent film. Fight's getting pretty ugly. The Muppets shot back and said Courtney stole Oscar the Grouch's idea of stealing a dumpster, sleeping in a dumpster. Dang it!
would have been so good.
Man.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Dang it.
All day long, I was so excited about it, and then I ruined it. Can I try it again?
That was
sure.
funny.
Go ahead, try it again.
I'd like to try it again, if you don't mind. Well, Courtney Love is feuding with the Muppets over their use of the late Kurt Cobain's Smells Like Teen Spirit in their recent film. Fight's getting pretty ugly. The Muppets shot back and said Courtney was the one who stole the Oscar the Grouch's idea of sleeping in a dumpster.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
Yeah. That better?
Hey, speaking of Courtney Love, last night, I watched most of Man on the Moon, the Andy Kaufman movie.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Let me tell you something. I forgot how great that is. And Courtney Love, for as weird as she is, she was really good in that. And Jim Carrey became Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
I hadn't seen that movie for years, and I couldn't stop watching. It was great. You mentioned Courtney Love, and it made me think of that. Go ahead.
And she is very weird. And finally, that was pretty funny. Former NASCAR driver Mario Gosselin was arrested for soliciting a prostitute. However, Gosselin claims he just asked the woman to check his lug nuts. That's what he said.
Well, he's a race car driver. I'm sure that's the true version of the story.
That is. Thank you so much. The Bill Clavel segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the big 550 KCRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
I had somebody send me, as a gift, a couple of these, a pair of earbuds, Y-U-R-B-U-D-S. They're headphones, you know, like the earbuds. Instead of using headphones, you stick these things in your ears. And my problem with earbuds over the years is they fall out. You know, those things, on those cheap ones you get on the airplane.
Oh, right. Especially if you're exercising and you're sweating.
Exactly. And you know how I love to exercise.
Right, yes.
Yeah, I'm very active. And it just irritates me when I'm, like when I'm running 10 miles.
Right.
And my earbuds fall out.
Yeah.
Well, these things are pretty amazing. They're made to stay in your, and they do. They stay in. I mean, you can shake your head around. I'm gonna be working out extensively later, and probably again in the morning, and I'll let you know. But I don't think
put them through a good test.
Oh, I'll give them a rigorous workout, and between biking and hiking,
right,
and running,
sure,
and
triathlon,
different 5K runs and the different marathons I run, I'll bet they will not fall out. Your buds, and I think it's a St. Louis product. I think the inventor, the guy that came up with your buds, I think it's a St. Louis person. Mm. So hey. Keep the money at home.
Keep your ear out for that one.
I see what you mean.
Thanks.
Pretty good. Here, there's a show on TV that I don't understand why anybody would want to watch this. It's this Who Do You Think You Are? Where they take a celebrity and they go over and find their ancestors. Who cares? Martin Sheen's ancestors are?
No.
And what's that ugly redheaded comic, the woman that looks like Carrot Top on the D-lister? Kathy Griffin. I don't care who Kathy Griffin's ancestors are. I don't even care who my own ancestors are. Who watches that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you watch that show?
No.
And follow some celebrity over to another country, and right here are the documents where your great-great-great-grandfather had a barber shop, and he also sold sheep to the local farmer. I always wondered what my... Now I know my roots. Oh, my goodness. Who'd watch that show? I don't get it. Now, I do get shows like this, and I watched this last night. And, Peon, this is your kind of show. 2020, My Extreme Affliction.
Ooh.
You see this?
No.
Oh, this is right down your alley.
Isn't this the one where the lady drank her pee? Was it?
No, that's My Strange Addiction. That's
was a 2020 special called My Extreme Affliction, and it's people who have extreme afflictions. The one woman has been, I've seen her featured before on 60 Minutes and Primetime. She is all twisted and contorted and can't walk, yet she can walk perfectly backwards.
Whoa.
But when she tries to walk forward, she's all gnarled up.
Yes, I've seen that girl before, yes.
Weird. She's a YouTube sensation. It's just the weirdest thing. But then they did one segment was on kids with Tourette's syndrome. This Tourette's thing is really weird. And there's a camp now for kids with Tourette's. And Tourette's takes a couple of different forms. It can be a physical tic, it could be vocal, or it can be both. And I could not stop watching and felt so sorry for the parents of these kids and for the kids themselves, because they showed one girl trying to go to public school. They said, let's see if we can get her into mainstream schooling. So she stood up in front of the class with her mom, and she introduced herself. And she's perfectly normal.
But barking?
Yes, and yelping, and... And then she's back to normal for a few seconds. And it is the absolute strangest thing I've ever seen, this Tourette's. And then they took the cameras to this camp. And it's a camp where all the kids have Tourette's. And to hear the sounds at this camp, everything from... It just sounded like you're in the zoo,
right?
Or something. What a horrible, horrible thing for a kid to have.
And it's like people said some people think that's fake, and some people that with that girl that was walking weird, they
right.
Some people think that she's doing it for attention.
Well,
she think that's fake.
What
too.
They've decided is it's very possible that it's psychosomatic or whatever. She's not doing it for attention, but it's more in her head. She is experiencing these things, but they can't find any physical reason. They thought she had, it's called dystonia, but they've decided she doesn't have that. So it has to be coming from her brain somehow, which means if they can figure out how to get her to stop thinking about it or controlling it with her mind, then her body will be okay. But Tourette's is not fake. You know, I've known one person with Tourette's, and it's a guy that I have a tremendous respect for, and I'm not going to get real specific because I don't want to embarrass him. He knows who he is. He may be listening, but he had a tick, like maybe he still does, where his head would just all of a sudden you're talking to him, just jerks just sideways, like he looked left real fast, just a quick, like he'd snap his neck or something. And I've never known anybody with the vocal Tourette's, but I've always heard that you yell out profanities and stuff, and they did show one girl who, and just a cute, normal girl, she'd gained a lot of weight because of the Tourette's, but she'd be talking and just, you know, F you, sea sucker.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, just filthy language coming out. And I don't believe for a minute they're faking it. There's too many of them.
What if you don't know those words?
Well, any kid 12, 14 years old is going to know them because you're going to hear them.
And you wonder why it's only curse words. Why isn't
no,
it
it's
like
not only, it's not only
tree
curse words.
Or dog or
well,
street
not.
Or car?
It's not. But some of her episodes, if you want to call them that, would escalate into cursing. She had some physical tics and some other stuff, but it was what I was really proud to see was and happy was that when they showed the classroom and the girl got up and said, you know, my name is Becky or whatever her name was, and the teacher said she wants to talk to you about her Tourette's, and she said, what'll happen?
Yeah,
no kids laughed. They just were stunned.
Yeah, that's
shocking. They were
to see that.
They didn't know what they were looking at there, but I didn't see any giggling. And they interviewed some of the kids,
and I think they say it's curse words because it's part of that brain where something that you normally are not allowed to say, and that's why it triggers those words because your inhibitions are down or something like that.
If you see it again, if they rerun it, it was on 2020, which is an ABC show. It's called My Extreme Affliction. There were a couple others on there. I can't remember what they were.
That Chris Hansen's back on Dateline too.
Yeah.
He's not doing the Catch a Predator anymore. He's doing like the other night it was lottery scams where they have investigators go with winning lottery tickets and the clerks tell them
say they're no good.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. I remember seeing those.
So, I like his stuff.
This one guy is like, I know who you are. I'm a big fan, but get out of here. One guy they caught, but he went back in later. He's still doing the thing. Hi, do you know who I am? I'm Chris Hansen. He's still using that line.
No, I love his stuff.
He's
creepy.
Yes, he's very creepy. Remember, he got caught cheating. Remember,
it was like a sting.
But what? Getting caught cheating is not the same as getting caught being a stinking
pedophile. Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why he stopped doing that. It was because that one guy killed himself, I think, inside the house. I think that's why they had to stop.
Was the guy that killed himself a pedophile?
Well, they didn't even get to, court or whatever to prove. Yeah, they had records and stuff, all the instant messages and things.
But the guy who killed himself was soliciting a little girl.
Yes, it was something.
Well, who cares then?
Right.
Who cares if he killed himself? I'm sick of pedophiles. I'm sick of child molesters, and they should all kill themselves. Sorry, don't email me. I found a movie also over the weekend that I had seen a few years ago, and I forgot how good it is. Now here we go back again to if you like to be scared, but you like to be scared realistically, like a family's camping and some local lunatics decide to dismember them. You know, that kind of horror movie. Not a UFO, alien, monster, not a vampire. But I mean, this could be real. There's a movie called Fear. Just Fear, F-E-A-R. I think it's 1996. It's a very young Reese Witherspoon and a very young Mark Wahlberg. What a fantastic movie.
Hmm.
If you ever get a chance to see it, just Fear. I'm telling you, man, anybody who has a daughter with a possessive, obsessed boyfriend watch this movie. That's all I'll say. Over the weekend, I was out of town. In fact, I was in California, and I got a chance to go to the finals at the BNP Paribas tournament and watch Roger Federer and Maria Sharapova. Go ahead. Give me the Maria. Yeah, you betcha. I watched her play, and I watched him play, and watched Nadal play. But here's what's interesting. Ben Stiller was in the seats, and my wife said, hey, there's Ben Stiller. So I looked over, and I watched him, and I wanted to see what it's like. We've talked about this before, what it's like to be famous, real famous, and can you enjoy anything? And to his credit, I saw a couple of things that stood out to me. When he got up to leave with, is he married? He was with a woman. Was that
yes.
his wife?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
When he got up to leave with his wife, and I watched him, you know, he walked, because you're sitting in rows, so excuse me, in front of people. He couldn't go from his seat to the exit. He couldn't go more than 2 feet at a time without having to stop, take a picture,
sign the thing.
And he did them all. Okay.
He seems like a good guy.
I watched the whole way. I told my wife, I said, hey, he's getting up to leave. I said, let's just watch this. And as he would walk, because you walked out from your seat, then up. It's a stadium. So you walk up steps and then over and up and then finally out the exit. I know he was stopped 15 times. And every one of them, he stood, he posed for a picture, he signed a thing, and that's good. But the funniest thing that I saw happen, and it was while he was seated watching the tournament. And I don't know if the woman didn't know who he was or what, but it had to really throw him. I saw a woman hand him her camera and ask him to take a picture of her with her girlfriend.
That probably makes him laugh every...
He cannot get that very often. Hey, would you take a picture of us? He's not even in the picture. And that just struck me as really funny that they handed Ben Stiller their camera and said, hey, can you get our picture? That he wasn't in it. I thought that was just very funny.
You look a little like that guy in Meet the Parents.
Well, and he does. I mean, he looked like Ben Stiller. Yeah. There's no mistaking who he was. He had sunglasses on, but he didn't have a hat on or anything. He wasn't trying to hide. And I just, you know what? What I saw, I was happy to see. He was very nice to people.
I saw him on TV, and they were saying that... I think.
Did you see him on during that match?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and he was in Federer's little
private box.
But the day before, when Federer played Nadal, he was in Nadal's private box.
And Will Ferrell was there too. But they're going to be. Look, they're going to put him with other famous, rich people. They're going to put him with people who aren't going to really bug him to death. But you're still in the stadium. And as soon as somebody five rows over goes, hey, there's Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
You know, people lean, they point, they take their cameras, they shoot. I just don't know how famous people enjoy going anywhere because everybody's staring at you. Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to watch it tonight for one reason. It'll be the first time ever that I will get to see Martina Navratilova look like a woman.
Oh, I forgot.
Martina Navratilova has spent her entire life looking like John Denver. And I've seen the promo pictures. Honest to goodness, she's cute. She looks like,
cute. I mean,
okay,
by
comparison.
Wow.
Okay, compared to the old Martina.
Right.
Her hair's done. She had lipstick. She has makeup. She looks like a girl. She's never looked like a girl. So I'm real curious to see Martina Navratilova. And as far as the rest of them, I don't even know who most of these other people are. It's Dancing with the... It should be Stars, question mark, after the Stars. Ladies, would you get in here, please? Yeah, they're so good. When
Ooh,
I say get
nice.
In, there they are. They're right here.
Prompt. Just,
boom. They've never been late. Right here. Thank you, Louise, by the way, for the joke. I've done it, but it's been a while. It's been at least a couple of years, so thanks for reminding me of the joke. Man and his wife are in bed, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a loud pounding at the front door. And the guy looks at the clock, he goes, man, there's something. Honey, you stay put. I'll check this out. And he goes to the door, and he looks through the little peephole, and he sees a total stranger there in pouring rain standing there, and he seems to be drunk. And he says, can I help you through the door? He doesn't open the door. Can I help you? And he goes, yeah. He says, hey, man, I need a push. I need a push. And the guy says, not a chance. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're drunk. Go away. So he goes back to bed. Doesn't even open the door for the guy. Just cracks it enough to talk to him. So I said, who was it? He said, I had some drunk. He needs a push. He says, well, are you going to help him? He says, no, heck no, I'm not going to help him. Drunk? Somebody else give him a push. She says, well, it's pouring rain, honey, and you must have a very short memory. He goes, what do you mean I have a short memory? She says, do you remember about 2 years ago when we broke down and those two guys came along and gave us a push and helped us, and if it hadn't been for them, who knows what would have happened? He said, yeah, that's different. She said, it's not different at all. Guy needs a push. Maybe he's drunk. So what? I think you should help him. You should be ashamed of yourself. God loves drunks too. All right. He gets out of bed, puts some pants on, some shoes, gets a hat, goes out to the front door, and it's dark and it's raining. He goes, calls out. He goes, hey! Are you still out here? Are you still here? And the answer comes back, yes. He says, do you still need a push? The guy goes, yes, I do. The drunk says, I do. I need a push. He goes, well, where are you? He says, I'm over here on the swing set.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic. How's it looking, Tim?
Tina, things are looking pretty well, and this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for a variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soup, salad, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $6.99 at Applebee's. Well, we do have a report of a stall or an accident. It's on eastbound 70 at O'Fallon Park that was blocking the left lane. Traffic pretty light coming that direction. Now, southbound 270, a little bit heavier from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, that was slowing between 141 and Mason. Westbound 4064, that was slow between Hampton and McCausland. And just a little slow as you go past the Hardee's Iceplex down at Chesterfield Valley. Now, westbound 70 looks like we're slowing from Cypress through about Lindbergh. And then it's slow as you on either side of T.R. Hughes. This traffic report, it's also brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change in select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. With your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS tonight with Steve Cochran.
It's a donut show. We will have another Tiger talk tonight. Oh, boy. That's probably not going to be a lot of laughs, but it's going to be good to look back on how great the season was until last Friday. And Congressman Ron Paul will join me. We'll see if he's got the will and the cash to stay in the race. The Illinois primary is coming up tomorrow. That's all tonight.
KTRS tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Yearning for great barbecue? I've got some good news for you. Boodles Barbecue, started by Jonathan Seitz and Chris Makos. You see, their non-compete is over. They were the ones who started Bandanas. They sold out. Their non-compete's over. So now they've opened up a brand new barbecue joint called Boodles Barbecue. Think of it the same great barbecue that you've come to know and love, just with a very silly name. Boodles Barbecue. It's 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. That's all you need to know. Great barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm, and the name is Boodles. Grab a friend and head over to Boodles Barbecue. They got baby back ribs that are great. Pork smoked for 13 hours, the beef brisket, dine in, carry out. You go to the window, you order, and by the time you get to your table, the food is piping hot and great. Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. New barbecues in town. It's the barbecue with the funny name. Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. We'll see you at Boodles.
The production we are doing is not set in Shakespeare's time. It is set in New Orleans in about 1935, the Mardi Gras.
Stephen Wolfe from The Rep, discussing the production of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors.
It's a funny play to start with, that the sense of party that happens around Mardi Gras is all through the play.
Mistaken identities, outlandish disguises, and musical merriment take two sets of twins on a raucous journey through the streets of New Orleans.
And if you're new to Shakespeare, this is a great way to appreciate what the Bard does, because you see the cleverness in his writing, the invention that he puts into everything, and the comedy couldn't be clearer.
The Comedy of Errors is at The Rep, March 14th through April 8th.
One of the hallmarks of this production of The Comedy of Errors will be the surprises in store for you. There are musical surprises that will knock you out.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to The Comedy of Errors, call 968-4925 or go to repstl.org.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for True Clean Carpet. I had them at my home to clean a couple rooms, and boy, does it look great. The best thing about True Clean Carpet, dry time just 1 to 2 hours, so I was moving the furniture back in the first room by the time they were done with the last room. They also use a total green solution. They don't use soaps or detergents like the other guys, so that doesn't leave a residue. You'll notice there's this crunchy residue when people use a soap or detergent, which attracts dirt quicker, so your carpets don't stay clean longer. But not the case with True Clean Carpet. They use a total green solution. Call them today, 314-427-9500. They were voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. You need to call now and take advantage of the four-room special. Four rooms for just $139. You can't beat it. TrueCleanCarpet.com is the website, or the phone number, once again, 314-427-9500 for True Clean Carpet.
Rick Santorum campaigns as a true blue conservative, but how did Santorum actually vote in Washington? Santorum voted to increase the national debt limit 5 times, totaling $3 trillion. He supported billions in wasteful pork barrel spending, even voting for the infamous Bridge to Nowhere and a teapot museum. In one session of Congress, Santorum co-sponsored 51 bills to increase Washington's reckless spending and 0 bills to cut spending. Santorum even joined Hillary Clinton to support letting convicted felons vote. And despite all that, Santorum still had the nerve to vote to raise his own pay. After over 20 years in D.C., Santorum's been called the ultimate Washington insider and cashed in working for lobbyists after he lost his last election by 18 points. Rick Santorum, big spender, Washington insider. Paid for by Restore Our Future, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RestoreOurFuture.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor.
Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, expires 3/31/12.
Get to Nissan for the offer you need on the Nissan you want during the Nissan Now sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
For auto, home, life, and banking, get to a better state. State Farm. Find an agent or get a quote at StateFarm.com.
Okay, he'll be watching Dancing with the Stars tonight. This guy, he's a dancing machine.
Really?
I've never seen him in action, but I hear stories. Oh, yeah, I hear stories. He gets out on the floor, people just part like the parting of the seas. They just step back. Yeah, he cuts a rug. That's what I understand. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. You want to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room. You want to do it right. You want to do it in a way where you look years later at it and go, wow, was that a good decision? Did we get our money's worth? That would be this website, thompsonprice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Hi, Ian.
Hey,
how you doing?
I can dance. In fact, Frank, I just sent you a video of me dancing a St. Patrick's Day jig. I don't know, to your cell phone.
I cannot wait to see it.
I know. It's pretty exciting stuff. Pop quiz question. What did Justin Bieber, Snooki, and Johnny Depp all share in their childhoods? Did they flunk a grade? Were they all bullied? Or did they all come from broken homes? We're talking Justin Bieber, Snooki, Johnny Depp. All right, golf teacher Hank Haney's new book will be released on Thursday. Between Hank Haney's new book and other Tiger Woods facts, here are seven things you should know about Tiger Woods. One, Tiger says the only people he hates more than people that ask him for an autograph are the media. Two, Tiger says that he never signed an autograph unless a camera was aimed on him and he was forced to sign an autograph.
Wow.
Three, when Tiger is out at a restaurant with his entourage, when he finishes, he gets up and leaves. He doesn't wait for anybody else to finish. They have to quickly get up, leave their meal, and follow behind him.
Wow.
Four, Tiger says, why should I give a waitress my money for a tip? She's doing her job.
And by the way, I don't doubt any of this.
No, I don't either.
Five, during the 2006 Ryder Cup, the Ryder Cup captain wanted the players to get to know each other better. Tiger Woods was assigned to Zach Johnson as a roommate. Zach Johnson, one of the biggest Christians on tour. So to be a jerk, Tiger Woods ordered the 24-hour porn channel package on the TV at the hotel and kept it blasting every time they came in the room.
Oh, man.
God, what a jerk.
Six, Tiger Woods loves to make fun of fat people with his buddies. Seven, this is not confirmed. I hear Tiger Woods went out on his wife.
Oh, come
what?
On.
What?
I believe that. Now you draw, I draw the line.
I've gone too that. Far, but that's what I heard.
You've gone too far.
Boy, this guy, is this guy a jerk or what?
Yeah, great egg.
Oh, unbelievable. Updates. I told you 3 weeks ago the Rosie O'Donnell Show was going to be dumped by Oprah. It was dumped Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Rosie's show officially dumped. I told you last Friday that Missouri was going to go to the Final Four. Oh, well.
Like a lot of people had that.
Hollywood, and I don't make my living trying to predict sporting events.
Can't win a
lot of people. Hey, you know, ESPN, I guess, like 64 million or something got in, right? How many million got into that ESPN bracket? There's like three of them that have...
The
Sweet 16 picked.
By the way, that Rosie, you know, I was watching one of the news shows, and of course, as you'd expect, her spin on it is it's everybody else's fault.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't let her have the format that she really wanted.
She didn't want to be in Chicago. She should have been in New York.
She was blaming all the producers and everybody and said they were no talent and everything, but they worked for Oprah all those years.
For everybody else, I'll give you today.
What? Go
ahead. Rosie O'Donnell's staff hated her.
Yeah.
Cheered when they heard that she was fired, and there's rumors that they even had a voodoo doll of Rosie and stuck it with pins during the show.
No, she strikes me as being one of the nastiest, meanest people you could ever work for. I cannot stand the sight.
I can't stand her. Well, at least she's hot.
Yeah, she got that going for her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hot Ticket is not the Final Four. It's a charity concert at Carnegie Hall to save the rainforest. Performing will be Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Elton John, Sting, James Taylor, Barbra Streisand, Vince Gill, Bruno Mars, Jennifer Hudson, and many more.
Wow.
They're asking for $50,000 donations to people to come to this.
Well, if you want to get... Have you seen Bruno Mars? You've seen him.
Yeah.
You want to get people on their feet and moving and up and yelling. You put him, and then you back him up with James Taylor.
Bro. Oh, you bet.
You get James Taylor out there, you got some people moving.
Yeah.
I've seen fans.
I saw James Taylor in concert a few months ago. He was actually very good with Carole King.
I'm sure it was.
But it was not very exciting. Cheryl loves him, so she really enjoyed it. But I had a glass of wine and was nodding off.
Gosh, I wonder if he's going to do Fire and Rain.
I hope so.
That's funny. And finally.
I hate this part.
I do too, Frank.
Saddens
me. I do too. How's the weather in beautiful St. Louis?
67, cold snap.
What is it?
67. 67.
No, I think it's like 80-something.
Yeah, it's 80.
No.
Yeah, it was 80 today.
Today, 80.
Right now, I show 60. This is screwing up then. Yeah. I show 67 currently.
Huh. All I know is tomorrow, it's been cold in the desert. Tomorrow, though, it's supposed to get up around 78, and I'm playing tennis with my best friend. I'm very excited about it. Beautiful weather, going to be beautiful weather the rest of the week in Southern California.
You know what? On my computer screen, yeah, there are multiple cities, and I had the wrong. Yeah, you're right. It is 80 degrees exactly, and tomorrow 82. Let's see, Wednesday 84, Thursday 72.
Beautiful.
You may want to move to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Let me think. No.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh. We kind of like it here.
All right. Here comes the close.
Justin Bieber, Snooki, Johnny Depp. What do they all share in childhoods? All flunked a grade. All bullied. All came from broken homes.
Tina.
Ooh.
Well, I know that Bieber's from a broken home, but this better not be one of those all three things. I'm going with broken homes.
Well, I'm going to go broken home.
Broken homes.
Bullied.
All three.
No, we're not doing that all three thing anymore. Bullied.
They're all bullied. My Kevin Love, Hollywood Sam.
How can you people be so stupid?
I don't know.
You've worked with me for years.
It's crazy.
Why is none of it rubbed off? Stupid.
Well, you didn't go first. You don't go first. Otherwise,
yeah,
we follow
first
you.
Yeah, go first from here on out.
Yeah.
Okay, like that'll make a difference. Never missed a one. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. For 20 years and counting, over 20 years, there has been an advertiser on this show that has been on this show for every week for over 20 years. We've been here coming up on 15 years. Please, a round of applause for the loyalty of First Community of American Equity Mortgage. Yes. First Community is on the way to being one of those, by the way. American Equity Mortgage. And they've been singing the same song, essentially, for over 20 years. And it's a good song, and it's something you should pay attention to, and that is, do not let yourself be held hostage by ridiculously high interest rates on money that you have borrowed, and usually that's money that's been borrowed on credit cards. You say, well, I've never really borrowed any money. Yeah, if you don't pay off the credit card every month, it's exactly what you're doing. You're borrowing money from the credit card company. You purchased something for $500, but you didn't pay for it yet. You made a minimum payment, so you've borrowed the money from the credit card company. Don't do that. It's okay to do it and to use the credit cards if you can pay off what you charge every month, but if you can't, let American Equity Mortgage pay it off, get you back to a zero balance, and then what you basically are doing is you're borrowing the money from American Equity to pay off that other loan, that loan at a ridiculously high interest rate. Now you're borrowing money at a ridiculously low interest rate. It's going to be paid off quicker. The interest is also probably going to be tax deductible because it's part of your house payment now. Everything about it makes sense all the way around. Talk to them about it. Find out more about bill consolidation and home equity loans if you're a homeowner. They know a lot about it. They've been doing it a long time. It's the company all the other mortgage companies want to be. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Can't get the right microphone here. Everything is looking pretty good. You've thinned out downtown. No delays on the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that's thinned out. Southbound 270, just a little bit slow between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. Westbound 70, just a little slow pocket between Cypress and Lindbergh as you go past the airport. But once you get beyond that, get heavy again at TR Hughes. Southbound 55 looks good. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts so you can go a little farther between Phillips. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. deep into left field.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket packages are available for a full season, half season, which is 40 games, or a 27-game plan. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first chance to buy postseason tickets, and you'll also receive discounts at the official Cardinals team store.
Bring it a long one in the right center. Get up, baby!
This is Cardinals General Manager John Mozeliak. On behalf of the entire organization, we want to say thank you to the best fans in baseball for your incredible support over the years. Get your season tickets at Cardinals.com.
Hey, thank you, Mike Clardy, for coming in and being a great guest and sharing your personal story with us and for the contribution. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News.